Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about the Beef Quality Assurance Program, BQA.
Absolutely. The Beef Quality Assurance Program has improved beef quality and increased consumer confidence for more than 30 years. BQA empowers cattlemen to take responsibility of being a key part of the production cycle that leads to quality beef. And so as a reminder, BQA is a comprehensive management program that couples common sense cattle husbandry techniques with accepted scientific research to help farmers and ranchers raise cattle under optimum conditions. The BQA program exemplifies what beef farmers and ranchers have always cared about, which is a commitment to caring for our animals. Consumers, from moms to our largest retail and food service customers, can feel good to knowing that there's a national program in place that sets consistent animal welfare and care standards across the beef industry. So we want to encourage all Oklahoma cattlemen to participate in the program. And for more information, visit BQA.org.
Well, there was hope packers needed to be more aggressive this week with higher bid surfacing as they want to take advantage of escalating box beef prices. That was not the case, as nothing happened except for the distribution of show lists. Those show lists were mixed with numbers higher in Kansas and Nebraska, Colorado, with Texas showing smaller numbers. It's doubtful cash trade will wait until late in the week, but the resolve of both feedlots and packers will be tested this week. August and September live cattle futures were higher, but continued to remain in the sideways range. Hog futures had a mind of their own, seemingly to completely disregard what was taking place in cash and cutouts. Triple-digit gains were seen in some contracts, with October leading the charge, as traders believe the huge discount needs to be reduced. Support was purely technical, as traders seem intent to close the chart gap, now only 97 cents higher than the close. The National Direct Afternoon Hog Report showed a decline of $2.29 on Monday. Well, mixed to weaker markets in wheat contracts overnight, with Chicago wheat leading losses down 8 to 9 cents, while Minneapolis holds near unchanged. Minneapolis still has a short-term pennant formation in place, while Chicago and Kansas City are seeing price leak out the bottom of that pattern, which could be negating breakout potential. Slightly firmer corn prices overnight as December corn trades inside the previous session's range and tries to avoid closing lower in three straight sessions. Analysts made note of the fact crop conditions came in lower than expected, due in large part to a surprise drop in Illinois following the huge jump in conditions last week. Now, higher markets in soybeans and meal overnight as questions linger about final yield potential in the Midwest. If the trend in USDA's crop conditions is a reflection of whether the crop is getting better or worse, regardless of the outright number, then one would have to say the crop got worse over the previous 7 days. We're going to check the futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light. Move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
Well, at the close yesterday, October live cattle up $1, 129.12. December up 65 cents, 134.47. September feeder cattle down 107 at 162. October down 82 cents, 164.95. October hogs up 247, $89. December was up 167 at 81.85. On the grains, Kansas City hard red winter wheat, September down 5¾, 736.5. December's down 5¾ at 749¼. Chicago wheat, September down 1¾ at 760.5. December up 3/4 at 775. September corn down 3½, 564¾. December is down 4¼, 568¾. September soybeans up 3 cents, 1376.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.